Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Trevor Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days, and this time around reaching out to the Lansing area. Anna Amanda J. Dernovshek, an attorney with Foster Swift, Collins Smith, PC. And they have their offices in Lansing, but also half dozen across the state of Michigan. Amanda, welcome to the Michigan Business Beat.
Thanks, Jeff.
And we have a couple conversations which I wanted to have with you regarding, well, pre-approved plans for this one. What exactly is a pre-approved plan?
A pre-approved plan is a plan document that has been submitted by a third party to the Internal Revenue Service for approval before it's adopted by an employer. Pre-approved plans are used for certain types of employee benefit plans. Typically, how it works is a third party will offer a pre-approved plan document, and these third parties are usually financial organizations, law firms, third-party administrators, and insurance companies.
Indeed, and what are the benefits of using a pre-approved plan?
So there are a number of benefits with using a pre-approved plan. Some of those include the ability of an employer to rely on an opinion letter from the Internal Revenue Service. It's a bit easier to make sure that it's compliant with the law, and it's simple to set up. So I want to touch a little bit on that first point, that the employer is able to rely on an opinion letter from the Internal Revenue Service. You may be wondering what that means. So when a plan is reviewed and approved by the Internal Revenue Service, they will provide the third party with an opinion letter. The opinion letter is a written statement that's issued by the IRS, which indicates that the document, which was reviewed, meets the requirements for favorable tax treatment. So when an employer adopts a pre-approved plan, it can be rest assured that the document has been reviewed by the IRS and it is compliant with the requirements for favorable tax treatment. And this is a really big benefit because the IRS has implemented a lot of changes in the last few years about its opinion letter process. And you may have also, heard of opinion letters being called determination letters. So that's just another terminology. But the Internal Revenue Service has implemented a system of six-year amendment cycles for pre-approved plans. And what that means is it allows third parties to administer the pre-approved plan to get re-qualified every 6 years. This is super important because simultaneously with those changes, the Internal Revenue Service has reduce the ability for individually designed benefit plans to receive an opinion letter. So those are some of the benefits for using a pre-approved plan.
All right. Well, it comes to mind, are there any drawbacks to using a pre-approved plan?
There are a couple of drawbacks, but it really is very fact-specific for each employer. One drawback to consider is that if you use a pre-approved plan, your design features may be limited. The reason for that is just because of the opinion letter that I mentioned before. The IRS has reviewed a standard document and has approved that standard document with some features that an employer can choose. So the good thing is the IRS will approve some changes that you would want to make as an employer. So it's worth talking to a third-party provider to determine whether the specific features you want to provide to your employees are available with using a pre-approved plan document.
All right. And what is required to adopt a pre-approved plan?
So adopting a pre-approved plan is very simple. As I mentioned before, there are a whole host of financial organizations, law firms, third-party administrators, and insurance companies that will offer pre-approved plans. To adopt one, you need to find a company that offers a pre-approved plan document, which is fairly simple to do. And then once you find a provider, the company will work with the employer to complete plan documents, trust agreements, adoption agreements, and governing board resolutions. And once those are all reviewed by your company and approved, then you will be using the new pre-approved plan document. So it's a fairly simple process.
Excellent. And it comes to mind, does Foster Swift offer a pre-approved plan? And if so, how can a company or an individual learn more about this?
Thanks for asking. Yes, Foster Swift does offer a pre-approved plan. We have been using our document for a number of years, but we recently received our latest opinion letter from the IRS. So we're in the process now of assisting current clients who use the pre-approved plan with restating their document, and we are also happy to assist new clients with, you know, getting onto the pre-approved plan document. Our pre-approved plan is currently for a 401k plan document, so if that's something that interests any of your listeners, they can feel free to reach out to me, and I would love to speak with them about, you know, restating or adopting a new plan on the Foster Swift pre-approved plan document.
Excellent, excellent. Real briefly, anything else that we didn't cover in that discussion?
I don't think so. I appreciate the time, and I hope this has been useful information.
Perfect. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Amanda J. Dernovschek, an attorney with Foster Swift, Collins Smith, PC, out of Lansing, Michigan, as Foster Swift has law offices across the state of Michigan. And we've been discussing pre-approved plans. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.